Благодарю вас, господин председатель-докладчик. Переключусь на английский язык. По on article 19, we still have concerns on it. We looked carefully into the commentaries provided by the expert drafting group, and while we partially agree that the right to development itself might be might be considered as a contributor to the general welfare in a democratic society, we do believe that the right to development might be restricted for the interests of national security or public order. And for us, an example would be the recent COVID-19 pandemic, where unfortunately a number of rights were restricted. Now, as we don't have a clear definition of the right to development yet, that also might be something that complicates us from moving forward. But if we consider the so-called description of the right to development, which comprises of three elements, including the right to participate in, contribute to, and enjoy the development, we should take note that, for instance, in the context of emergencies or, for instance, pandemics, the right to participate and contribute to might be restricted. So in our view, the right to development can be restricted, and we would still insist on the review of this Article 19. For us, the good basis would be Article 4 of ICCPR. But of course, bearing in mind the explanation provided in the commentary, maybe we could adjust that provision by removing the part on promoting the general welfare in a democratic society, because, as I said, we will review that once again, but we partially agree that indeed the right to development might be considered as something that promotes the general welfare in a democratic society. But for now, we cannot support Article 19 as is. On Article 21, after considering the provided commentaries and looking once again into the respective article of CRPD, we will not insist on the deletion of this article, though we don't see the necessity in keeping it. But for us to accept it, we would need to make two adjustments. The first one is in Article 21.1, subparagraph A, the deletion of online and offline. Those are the concepts that are not clearly defined. And unfortunately, for now, we don't have the chance to protect all human rights online, and some human rights cannot actually be violated online. So we would suggest to remove that unclear part. And that would also be in line with the provisions of CRPD. We also do believe that with that deletion, we would still provide states with opportunity to interpret how they respect the privacy of individuals. And then the second tweak we suggest in this article is in 21.2, to add in the second line, help in front of assess the implementation. That would also be in line with the provisions of CRPD. And I think that's it, Mr. Chair Rapporteur. Are we stopping at Article 21, or should I go into 22? Sorry, I've missed your call on the articles.